Well, this was May of 1958, the very worst of the Cold War, and a lanky young 23-year-old from Kilgore, Texas, was competing in the first international Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow. His name was Van Cliburn, and he played the piano so magnificently that the jurors had no choice but to give him the first prize. However, they were afraid to do that without permission from Nikita Khrushchev, so they called him on the phone late at night, and he said, "Duh," and then they could announce that this young man had won their prize.
Why did they have to call Khrushchev?
Well, this was just such an extraordinary thing for an American to win this great Russian competition. But his playing captivated the judges and the audience, and it created a sensation. Word spread very quickly. By the time Van Cliburn got back to the United States, there was a ticker tape parade for him in New York City.
Wasn't this the first one for a classical artist?
Yeah, it was the first time that had ever been done. His face was on the cover of Time magazine. It was an absolutely extraordinary moment in American history. It was this great victory achieved through music. It was really quite something.
Well, you know, this piece, of course, the Tchaikovsky First Piano Concerto, definitely qualifies as a war horse. I mean, there have been so many recordings over the years. But what makes this one special for you, Ted? I mean, what does Van Cliburn bring to the piece?
Well, remember, he's 23 years old, but he's already a great master. His playing has so much poise. And in the lyrical moments, he brings such shape and expressiveness to what he's doing, to the phrasing. The beautiful voicings that he has of chords, as in the very opening passage of the concerto, all of these things are achieved with such naturalness and with a complete lack of affectation and bombast. It's no mere technical exercise to him. This is music that really means something, and it's playing that really speaks to me as well. What it says is, I love this music, and I respect it too, and I think it's grand and noble and beautiful. That's what Van Cliburn brings to this account of the Tchaikovsky Concerto.
Oh, beautiful. Van Cliburn making those octaves sound so easy in his 1958 recording of the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 1. Van Cliburn makes it sound easy, but I know it's not. And I'm not even a pianist. I know that's not easy. But this is kind of a make-or-break passage, isn't it?
Well, Bonnie, this is where you wonder if the soloist is going to be able to make the tempo that the orchestra has set in the passage leading up to those octaves. It often goes so fast that the soloist is overmatched at that point and the whole thing falls apart. But Kondrashin and Cliburn had played this with such success in Moscow, they each knew what to expect of the other. Kondrashin builds it up just to the point where it's right for Cliburn, and then Cliburn runs in, like you heard, and does a magnificent job of making this transition. Just another example of what a fine musician he was, not just a technician.
Well, the Tchaikovsky isn't the only big romantic concerto on this disc.
That's one of the reasons that I chose this disc, because it has two wonderful works and wonderful performances of both of them. The companion here is the Rachmaninoff Second Piano Concerto in C minor, in which Cliburn is paired with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Fritz Reiner, made a couple of years later when Van Cliburn was on his roll of fame, so to speak, and playing one work after another, recording them all for RCA Victor. This is really an extraordinary account in its own right. You know, Cliburn, with his 6-foot-4-inch frame and his huge hands, was born to play the music of Rachmaninoff. But again, it isn't just that the technical brilliance is there. There's also tremendous emotional warmth.
Now let's hear the opening movement from Van Cliburn's historic recording of Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto. He recorded it in the spring of 1958, just a few weeks after he returned from his victory at the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow. This was the first classical LP to sell 1 million copies.